Well, we're here today to solve the endless debate. What is the best part of the holiday bird? Well, while you argue over thigh versus breast, wings versus legs, I'm turning to Frances Lamb for the last word. Frances is a food writer, an editor at Clarkson Potter, and a judge on Top Chef Masters. But most importantly, he's a man who really cooks. Frances, nice to have you back.
Hi. Thank you for that introduction, Lynn.
Well, you are more than welcome. But where do you stand on this debate?
You know, I think the whole conversation misses a key element. And it's not just thigh or breast or wing or leg, but where's the skin? That's my question. Where's the skin with turkey? And one of my problems with turkey is you have this big bird and you have so much meat on the bird, but it's covered by this super thin skin. You never hear about, oh, I love the skin on that, because you don't get any. You get a slice of turkey and you get maybe like a quarter inch strip on the edge of it. So Chef Anthony Mint of Mission Street Food in San Francisco and I were writing back and forth one day, and he said what he likes to do is kind of game the system a little bit. And instead of worry about the turkey skin, he goes ahead and gets chicken skin. And he might get some from the butcher, or you can even just go buy, you know, those big family packs of chicken thighs or whatever. You have a whole bunch of them.
Right.
You grab all the skin off of that, and you can freeze the thighs and use them later. And what he likes to do is bake them until super crisp, almost like a chip, and just serve them along with the turkey meat.
That's a brilliant idea, because I'm with you. I think the skin, that's where all the flavor is. That's where the lusciousness is. So how does he bake it? What does he do?
Yeah. Oh, it's the easiest thing. I mean, what you do is you take this skin, you salt it a little bit, and you sort of spread it out on a sheet tray, and you leave it in your fridge overnight. And you have to do that because it lets it dry out, basically.
Right.
Then the next day he takes it out, and he sandwiches another sheet tray on top of it just to keep them flat. You keep them all in one layer.
Uh-huh.
And he bakes it in a 300-degree oven for about 40 minutes until they're golden brown and crisp. And you take it out, and you're like, wow, this is the greatest thing on earth. I might just stay in the kitchen with this.
Yeah, right, exactly. How do you resist eating every bit of it before the dinner?
that's your real challenge. That's your real challenge with that. And what I actually like to do, I like a different technique. And I make basic chicken cracklings, almost like you would do like with pork skin and pork cracklings.
Uh-huh.
It's a little more involved. It takes more time, and it's a little less foolproof. But I kind of think it's fun because, I don't know, I'm the kind of guy that thinks it's like standing in front of a stove and stirring a pot of chicken skin is fun. and also there is a little bit of a difference in the product. With Anthony's technique of baking, you get these thin, crisp, again, almost chips.
Right.
And the way I do it, when you're frying it slowly in its own fat, it gets a little airier, and because you cut it, it's a little chunkier and a little bit crunchier. So the way I do it is I'll take all the fat off the skin. If you're using a whole bird, you know, get some of the fat from the tail area. You know, you just get all the loose fat you have lying around.
Right.
You chop it up. You throw it in a heavy pot with a little bit of water and just kind of get it going. The water is just there just to help it melt a little. You're not really doing much with it. This is over pretty low heat, you know, medium, low heat. And while the fat is kind of rendering, you just kind of slice the skin into, you know, half inch or quarter inch strips. Not a big deal. You know, you don't have to be super precise about it. And then you throw it into the melting fat, and you kind of stir it up, and it gets warm, and it gets cooked, and, you know, it turns kind of gray. It's pretty gross. But you keep stirring it, you know, once in a while, 5-10 minutes, give another stir while you're doing something else. And eventually, you'll start to see the skin kind of want to stick together and kind of get clumpy. And this is when you kind of stir more mercilessly. You want to break it all up because you don't want them all to stay together. And it starts to fry very slowly. And eventually, you'll notice a change. And you notice instead of it being all clumpy and sticky, it starts to make a sandpapery kind of sound, like a shh, 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 shh in the pot. And that's the sound of cracklings. That's what you want. So you're doing that, and you just keep frying it slowly until you eventually evaporate all the rest of the water. And then when it's crisp and hot, you just take it out. You strain it. You put a little salt on it, and you can keep it there for a few days even. And what I love to do with that, since it's now in bits, is, you know, instead of putting out the fried onions on the green bean casserole or whatever, you use this instead. You use like fried chicken skin bits instead.
Oh,
and it's just so out of control.
This is brilliant. Frances, thank you.
Thank you.
You can find Francis Lam's recipe for his magic chicken skin on the website, splendidtable.org. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the Thanksgiving menus and recipes. Whether you're a carnivore, flexitarian, vegan, or vegetarian, we have you covered. And that's splendidtable.org.